Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, the great radio stations across the country. Let's not forget, we're also broadcasting all across the Caribbean. Thank you very much for AM1000 down there doing that for us, and we appreciate them very much. And also on the internet worldwide, and people like Maria in Germany are listening to us right now, and people like Pierre, who says he's listening to me, and Paris, France is listening to me that way as well. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country, as well as around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, whatever it is you're doing, no matter how you're doing it or where you're doing it, everybody that's working, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now, we've got Flip's favorite person, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Now, Flip is all excited because I did that. Okay, let's let's go with the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got to talk about all of this nonsense going on here. You know, the DOJ watchdog had come out this week and reported, the report sheds light on the FBI agent, Mr. Peter Strzok, and Lisa Page, and their activities, and the fact that they were not only involved in the Russia probe, but also with Lieutenant General Mike Flynn's investigation, which, by the way, is blowing up in their face. You are aware of that, right?
Yeah, they're just full of, you know what, I think everything they touched in regards to this investigation, no matter which direction they went, is just total lies. So these people are really, you know, they kind of set the Democrat Party up for a huge fall. Whenever you lie and you try to set someone else up in the way that they have done President Trump, they've done General Flynn, and things of that nature, and while at the same time ignoring the facts in the story, while trying to continue to blow this smoke and mirrors routine right into the face of the American people, expecting us to just swallow it hook, line, and sinker. You know, this long-anticipated IG report also, it laid out in detail how the Democrats have been so deceptive and how, my God, when you look at all those things in there, you have to wonder, what are the Democrats using for brains, and what are they thinking, seriously?
Well, listen to this. Listen to this little short 51-second clip. I want to get in before the first segment's over. Listen to this, and this is a MSNBC commentator, Richard Haass. He's one of the people that renders his opinion. And listen to what he had to say. This kind of sums it all up.
And that was, you thought yesterday may have been one of Donald Trump's best days as president. Why?
Stock market went up dramatically, showing the economy's in decent shape. You had the China trade deal, outlines of a phase one deal, which will help things. The avoidance of a government shutdown, apparently, Boris Johnson's win. And you look at all that, and you're Donald Trump, and you're waking up in the White House, and the polls show it. You go, not bad, not bad. This is a formula where he has strong economics. He can go in regardless of who the Democratic candidate is. He's going to run against the excesses of those people in the Democratic Party who stand for something else. And he's going to basically say, there's a case for me. And I think for Donald Trump, yesterday was the kind of day that you'd have to say he should never be discounted or counted out.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely, truly, because you look at the economy, you look at everything that's going on good in our country, the gentleman is totally correct. And what's amazing is how much the president was able to accomplish despite the never-ending false investigations into the people that surrounded him. The FBI never, ever alerted the Trump campaign to this grave inside the ballpark, you could say, inside their campaign headquarters and all of that, the investigations of people. Because when you're being investigated in such a manner by the FBI, they're supposed to let you know.
Yeah.
And heads up. But they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all being proven to be a lie. One thing after another. Boom, 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 boom. And so it's going to be fantastic, I believe, in my opinion, for the election season next year. The president is going to be totally exonerated in the eyes of the American voters. And I think just like Boris Johnson in England, it's going to be a huge victory, not just for the president. I think it's going to be sweeping into the House.
The Democrats have been hoping and hoping and hoping that what they've been doing is going to cut into the president's popularity and knock him down a peg or two, and it's doing just the opposite. It's raising his popularity. And hold on, because here comes the music.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back with more. Ron Edwards, the host of the Edwards Notebook. And when we come back, we do have an Edwards Notebook for you to listen to. So don't go anywhere. I shall return right after these messages. And Kathy Curtis, it's time for you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
Despite recent agreements between the United States and Mexico, a record number of Western civilization-hating migrants are at the U.S. border. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. I understand that President Trump wants to get along with Mexico's socialist dictator, but please, Mr. President, understand that Mexico has lied like a rug to you. And as a result, our republic is in imminent danger, as record numbers of African, probably Islamic migrants, are chomping at the bit to get in and live off the fat of the land and do harm, as their Quran dictates. Mexico agreed to stop the stinking hordes at the border, but obviously that is not the case. I realize it is futile to get help from Congress because the controlling Democrats want to see our beloved republic fundamentally transformed, making it hell on earth for we the people who appreciate our exceptional nation to live in peace and tranquility. But you, Mr. President, have the authority to deal with the clear and present danger to our republic. See to it, sir, and ensure your re-election in 2020. I'm Ron Edwards.
Check out theronedwards.talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
By the way, Ron Edwards is with us right here on the telephone, because that's why we play that, because he is listening to all this. Now, you're telling me that we're still not cracking down on the border? Is that what that was about?
Mexico is not cracking down on their southern border, and there's about 10,000 African, and they believe Islamics, they're at the border wanting to get in. And that guy, remember when they said that they would be stopping the folks at their southern border and they wouldn't be coming in, and they would hold them there? That's supposed to be the country that they stay, but no, these guys want to get in. They're trying to get in, and not a good situation.
Because the numbers are down to the people sneaking into the country.
The numbers are down. Mm-hmm. The numbers are down to 30,000. But that's still a lot of people, and that's 30,000 a month. That still is not good. I don't care, you know, it was 100,000, but 30,000 is nothing to smile about. And you've got this specific population of about 10,000 from a particular part of the world.
Well, I would love to see it go down to zero, but we'll never see that, unfortunately, and I don't know what the answer is. I just don't know what the answer is.
Well, one big answer is to finish that wall, and you know, of course, you've got these slap-happy judges. You've got a second blockade by a judge against the president.
And there is an investigation, by the way, by Congress, by the House of Representatives, because they're the ones with the money, investigating the contract that was given for the $400 million building of the wall as to whether or not there was any hanky-panky stuff going on there.
Yeah, well, I think that's a bunch of hanky-panky, too, the investigation by Congress, who didn't want to, you know, fund the wall anyway. So, whew.
But it's their money. But it's their money. It's our money.
No,
sorry, it's our money. But they're the ones that control, the House of Representatives controls the purse string. So if they want to do that, and, of course, that's Nancy Pelosi, right? Just another reason to vote her out of office.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's got to be done.
Okay, now, going back to where we were at here, we obviously have got the impeachment thing, and we just heard two articles of impeachment. But let me ask you a question. What does it take for impeachment? Do you know?
I know misdemeanors.
High crimes and misdemeanors. High crimes and misdemeanors.
High crimes and misdemeanor, mm-hmm. Treason. And as a third one,
let me tell you that it is not civil charges, which they've now got two civil non-criminal charges against the president going to the Senate. Now, my mind tells me that it's going to be very easy for Mitch McConnell to do what he says he's going to do, and that is to bring up the vote right away to acquit. Not just a vote to not impeach, but to acquit, because that is a simple majority vote.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
And when they do that, case closed, goodbye, see ya.
Yeah, it's a non-impeachment,
mm-hmm.
if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, it's a joke. It is literally a joke. I understand the Democrats are very serious in their evil endeavors, but it is a joke. That's what it amounts to. And I don't blame the president when he says, hey, I don't mind if it drags on, because it's such foolishness. If it, the longer it drags on, the more and more people are going to be turned off from the Democrats. It's going to work right in his, you know, it's going in his wheelhouse. And so the Democrats are that stupid. That's a blessing for us, because it'll be much easier if the Republicans do some good messaging, they use some of their quotes and things like that in upcoming commercials and all that, and they do it right, they can literally blow the Democrats away for a long time. Seriously.
Well, we are up to a position right now where the president, and this is killing him, the president has now changed the composition of the Ninth Circuit Court to where it's not as heavy-handed in the opposite direction as what it was.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, the Ninth Circuit has been such an impediment to, you know, justice. I mean, you're supposed to get true justice out of these courts and rules that make sense. But, you know, they're not supposed to be black robes gone wild activists or try to rule from the bench.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to interpret the law, and that's supposed to be it. not make law, which they have been doing for many years, not only there, but other liberal courts as well.
All right, now let's talk about Virginia, because in Virginia, they've got an all-blue state right now. The governor's office, the state assembly, and the state senate, I believe they call it, they're a commonwealth is what they are in Virginia.
Yes, they're a commonwealth, yes.
Now, there was a Democrat state representative in Virginia that has suggested sending the National Guard to the gun control sanctuary counties that have now been declaring themselves as sanctuary counties. You think that's going to fare well in Virginia?
You know what? What has gone on so far, I would have never dreamed would have gone over. Who knows what will go on with these people? If they're that stupid to vote the way they've done so far in Virginia, who knows how far this crap will go? But no, I don't think seriously that they'll get away with that. I mean, put it to you this way. It may work out better if they try it, because it might create such an outrage, and then it could start a backlash against this craziness against the guns. And when you look at the heritage of that commonwealth, I mean, the mother of presidents and the historical significance Virginia played in our great republic, the founding of it and all of that. And then you see what's going on now. My gosh. I mean, the founders must be rolling in their graves, the ones that are buried there. But
the other ones are out, the wandering zombies, right? But anyway, the situation is such that the Democrats are just pulling at straws right now. Now, Louis Gohmert, who I really like, he was a judge in Texas. Here's what he had to say about all this.
Well, this is really a sad day. Big show. Everybody got dressed up. Really no place to go. We voted on a provision, an allegation of abuse of power. There was an abuse of power at the Department of Justice. There was an abuse of power at the FBI. There was an abuse of power at the FISA court. There was abuse of power in our intel community. There was abuse of power. Even DOD was paying money to help set up the president. So there were all kinds of abuses of power, perhaps none more so than in the House of Representatives by the majority.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, 20 years ago, Shifty Schiff said, quote, "I think impeachment for most people in this district is only the most graphic illustration of an incumbent that was put the national partisan ideological fights ahead of representing his district." Schiff, then a California state senator, said during an interview with NBC at the time regarding Rogan's role in the impeachment of President Bill Clinton, "People want to decide this on the basis of who's going to serve our community." And he went on to say more, because I'm cut it short because of the time, but he went on to preach more against impeachment unless it was just an emergency.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about the big changes, huh?
Oh, yeah. All right. And we will let you go, and we'll be talking to you on Tuesday of next week. So in the meantime, stay dry, stay out of the snow, and take your broom with you so you can sweep snow instead of shoveling it.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later. Yep. All righty. That's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And when we come back, we'll have our first military and veterans news segment lined up here, ready to go. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. By the way, we got something to say here about Rashida Tlaib in a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Democratic presidential debate scheduled for next week in California has now been thrown into chaos when all seven of the candidates who qualified for the stage threatened not to attend because of a labor dispute. The Thursday debate is scheduled to be held at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles, where the Food Workers Union says it's been working without a contract and plans on striking in front of the debate. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Tom Steyer, and Andrew Yang quickly said they would not cross the picket line. The Democratic National Committee Communications Director issued a statement today saying the party organization would not expect candidates to cross a picket line, adding, "We're working with all stakeholders to find an acceptable resolution that meets their needs and is consistent with our values so we can proceed with next week's debate." This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Now, this segment brought to you always by the National Aviation Academy. And the National Aviation Academy has more to tell you about themselves with their two locations, Concord, Mass. And Clearwater, Florida. And here it is right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, the National Aviation Academy, you heard me talking about them now for going on about 3 years, and They've got growing pains. They're definitely adding to the size of the campus and adding some programs and some times and classes up there in Massachusetts. So Concord, Massachusetts, you'll be hearing in January about what it is they're doing up that away and during the course of the year as well. But down here in Clearwater, Florida, we have the National Aviation Academy at the corner of Almerton and US 19. And then they're also located at the Clearwater Airport. They have a hangar there, just like they have a hangar at Boston's Logan Airport. But you see them when you drive by going to the Clearwater Airport or going down Roosevelt towards Largo. And you always notice that when the weather's nice and the hangar doors are open, they've got the planes inside and outside. They're working on them. The students are there. They all seem to be having a very good time, and they're learning and this, that, and the other. But my point for telling you about all this is the esprit de corps they have there is unmatchable anywhere else that I've seen. Everybody is on the same career path. Everybody is on the same course. They all want to be the best they can be and make the most money they can at being a certified aviation maintenance tech. And that's what they do at the National Aviation Academy. Their website is naa.edu. Again, naa.edu. And don't forget, you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. And when you do that, tell them you want to take the tour. You want to take the tour. 800-659-2080. Take the tour. Tell them the captain sent you. You get the white gloves treatment, and you'll find out what we're talking about when we talk about all that. Now, I mentioned earlier about the Pentagon and the watchdog investigating the $400 million border wall contract that was given. Now, the Defense Department's internal watchdog is investigating a $400 million border wall contract awarded to a firm that used multiple appearances on Fox News to push for the job. Well, is that a crime? No. Is that smart business sense? Yeah. I would have done the same thing had it been me. I would have said, hey, man, here we are. We can build the wall. We can do this. We can do that. Well, they got a $400 million contract out of it. But there was nothing wrong that was done. So consequently, somebody trying to make a mountain out of a molehill here is barking up the wrong tree, if you will. And we'll see what happens, but I'm all for this company. If they can do it, and they've already done some of it, let them have at it. Let them have at it. And let's also remember that we have the situation afoot, if you will. And good morning to everybody in the chat room. We got a lot of people chiming in right now. Those are all the little bells and whistles you hear going on here. But let's keep in mind that we can all benefit by getting that wall built sooner rather than later. Also, the U.S. military has released photographs showing damage at the Bagram Air Base's passenger terminal following a brazen assault by Taliban fighters earlier this week. Now, they were killed in the process, but still, they tried. And they're getting a little bit bolder and bolder and bolder over there, the Taliban. Now, no new international military students will be coming to the United States for training until new screening procedures are in place, so says the Pentagon, in the wake of the deadly shooting last week by the Saudi Arabian aviation trainee at a Florida Navy base. And I'm all for that. And if they want to get rid of that program to boot, hey, have at it. We should be training them over in their home country, my opinion. Got a big base there to do it at, the Sultan Air Base near Riyadh. And Turkey is very close to striking a deal to buy a second S-400 system from Russia. And the deal could be signed before April when the first batch of missile defenses will be ready to use. This according to the Ankara Defense Secretary. Also, a Pentagon report has found that a senior Defense Department official harassed several women on his staff, sexually harassed several women on his staff, touching them and making inappropriate comments. Now, I don't know who the person is. We're not being told. I guess we're supposed to play a guessing game to find out, but it's obviously somebody at the upper echelon of the Secretary of Defense's office. So I guess we'll find out. Now, are Afghani forces beating the Taliban in 2019? Americans want to know. Because it's been another bloody year fighting in Afghanistan. In the books of right now with the peace negotiations between the U.S. and Taliban, seeking an end to America's longest war. We don't know if they're going to be able to do it. But can the Afghanis handle Afghanistan? And we don't know that either. But I guess we'll find out soon as we cut back more troops and open the door up for the Afghanis to step up and do more while we do a little bit less and we're just there in the background. So think about that for a minute. And when it comes to these trainees, and by the way, that program has been put on hold officially. The people that are here are on here. By the way, the FBI also, in the case of Pensacola, the FBI has intervened, and they are actually now directly monitoring and telling these trainees what they can and they can't do. They're being confined to base until they figure out what it is they're going to do next. So if that's what it takes, so be it. But as we understand this problem, we have another problem that's beginning to emerge. Now, the Congress wants a detailed assessment from the Pentagon on whether or not to expand the military presence in the Baltic states and what's needed to do that. Talking about the Ukraine is one of them, and others. So we could very easily, in the next few months, be putting more boots on the ground, our boots on the ground, in the Baltic area of the Middle East, upper Middle East. So think about that for a second, and think about what that might do for things. Hard to say, right? Now, for you guys that suffered from the burn pits, and we all know what those are, and if you don't, well, I'm not going to explain it to you. This is being directed to the burn pit folks. The U.S. Defense Policy Bill, which contains several provisions aimed at addressing the Pentagon's ongoing use of open-air burn pits for waste disposal in combat zones and documenting locations where they're operated, is going to be, instead of a need-to-know, an all-you-know situation. Where you know when you go on that base, those forward operating bases or whatever, that sort of thing is being done compared to where it's not. Which will make things a little bit easier because, in my humble opinion, some of the stuff we've been burning, we maybe shouldn't have been doing it to begin with. Just saying. Okay. We're coming back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway report, and then right around the corner, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. She's going to have a lot to say. We're going to get into the watchdog reports, talking about Strzok and Page and all them. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of talking. I need that old white line.
Oh, yeah, the Highway Junkie song getting us going here with the second Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to get right to it because guess what? Just like clockwork, what you heard last hour changed. Because it's gotten a little worse up there in the north with what's going on, and a little worse out there in the west with what's going on. And all of a sudden, the central part of the United States, all the way up into central Illinois, has got fog from the Gulf of Mexico. We'll get to all that right now. Now, an active weather pattern is going to persist over the western United States, and inclement weather is expected over the east all weekend long. Now, a series of storm systems are going to bring a continued threat for heavy rain, strong winds, and rough surf to coastal locations from northern California into the northwestern United States through the weekend. Heavy snow will be likely across the Intermountain West, and it's doing its thing right now. And over the eastern U.S., low pressure will gather strength and move up the eastern seaboard through Saturday, bringing ice, rain, and gusty winds. It's known as a nor'easter where I come from. Now, here's what's going on. We'll start in Florida. There are some storms, thunderstorms that will be in the mix from about 4 a.m., just about 10 minutes from now, until about 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Some of these could be strong. There could be a possible a tornado in this. There could be severe thunderstorms as well. It all depends. That's what the Weather Service has been telling us all night long. We'll wait. We'll see. But in the meantime, starting in South Carolina, central South Carolina, Columbia, north, up towards North Carolina, you've got some rain. You've got some wind along there. You've also got some rain in central North Carolina, pretty much along I-95, Fayetteville area, a little bit of rain right now. Then as you move up the East Coast, you will find a mixed bag of weather. Jersey, and then moving along Jersey up into Long Island and the higher elevations of Massachusetts and Connecticut, a little bit of snow there tonight. Vermont, Rhode Island, on up into Maine, rain at the moment. Let's go up into upstate New York, though. I-90 from Ripley, New York, the Pennsylvania line right there, all the way up to Buffalo, New York. You have definitely got some snow, and that snow goes all the way across to Rochester, then follows U.S. 15 from Rochester down to the Pennsylvania state line. Now, we've got snow that's developed not only in the Adirondacks, okay, which is north of Lake George on up to the Canadian border, Plattsburgh, Messina, New York, but also snow from Watertown, the lake effect snow, down to the Oswego County area, my old stomping grounds. So there you go. Now let's go over to Michigan, northern Michigan. You've got snow in the Upper Peninsula. You've got snow in the northeastern quadrant up Duluth, Minnesota, up in that direction. You've got high winds also up in Wisconsin right now. Fog, okay, there is fog that's developed just over the Illinois line on I-94 right now as we speak. And you've got fog that's halfway down Illinois, and it goes all the way down the Mississippi River Basin to New Orleans. But it starts out as a narrow band of fog following the river about maybe 20 or 30 miles. By the time you get down to the western part of Kentucky and the southeastern part of Missouri and the southern part of Illinois, you've then got about a 75 to 100 mile swath of dense fog all the way south down to Mississippi. Mississippi, you'll have fog through most of the state from the Gulf of Mexico straight north. Louisiana, most of the state of Louisiana tonight's got dense fog north, south, east, west. I-10 across and I-12 across to the Texas line, and some fog looks like over into Beaumont, Texas right now along I-10. Now let's go out west, Montana. You've got fog in your central part of the state there. You've got some snow over in the western part of the state taking you over into Idaho. You've got some snow around Boise, some snow around southwestern corner of Idaho, which includes the eastern part of I-80 from Battle Mountain all the way over to Wendover. And then over Reno, you've got wind right now in Reno, but coming your way is snow from the other side of the rock. It's coming from California up over the top. It's already up on top of Donner. So I-80, you might have some interesting driving there tonight coming from California east. And the Sierra Nevada snow there, winds in Southern California, some snow in the higher elevations in Arizona, winds across central Arizona, and in Utah, up I-15, you've got a winter storm warning around Salt Lake City. Now, Wyoming, you're going to have snow all the way across to Cheyenne. It's going to be just a general snow to begin with till you get up in the higher elevations around Laramie over to Cheyenne, and then you'll be in a winter storm warning area. I-25 in Colorado, finally summing out the snow. You've got snow a little bit east of Pueblo, out there towards Lyman. 287, you might find some coming up through there, but certainly I-25 Denver area, snow all around Denver, snow to the west up over Eisenhower, snow in Pueblo and to the west, and southwestern Colorado, you also have snow. All right, let's go to the phone line, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's hard to say where all of this stuff is going to go with these impeachment and this, that, and the other. We did hear Fox News was one of their headline stories was that the DOJ watchdog report shed light on the FBI agent's role, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and whatnot, in the Russia probe in the Flynn case. It's not unknown anymore. It's out there, and, I mean, we're just finding out more, it seems like, every day.
Well, we are, and that's why it's so difficult for all of us who pay attention to this, and even sometimes if we just kind of get these news items intermittently to put the whole story together. We need, you know, a full kind of explanation of all of this, and it with a timeline so we have things in context, because right now people just make assumptions. And often they're not necessarily correct assumptions. We don't want to lay blame on people who don't deserve it, because somebody else might be much more deserving of that blame. And so we want to hear the right story. So when it comes to impeachment over in the Senate, this is one of the reasons that I have an issue with Lindsey Graham not calling any witnesses, and he would go immediately for a motion to dismiss / acquittal, and there would not be a trial.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it suggested that he would do that and later on have his own oversight, you know, where all of this can come out, but I don't know if that gives us some kind of legal basis at that point. It may do that. I don't know.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, Denise and I are going to ponder a couple of thoughts here. Is Lindsey Graham with his committee, and is Mitch McConnell with his majority leadership, going to stop the impeachment process at the door? I'll explain when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.